us. Okay. Same one hymn, 247. See the priest. Okay, now we'll move on to Paul. Okay, how Paul introduced himself. You know, sometimes you have to introduce yourself, right? So how do you introduce yourself before your friend? My name is Wes Chai, and I study in UCLA. And my major is engineering. And I am sophomore. And I have a parents. I have one sister. Right? Just introduce yourself. And how many of you introduce yourself and say, I am teacher's member? If you introduce yourself, start with, I am teacher's member. Raise your hand. Yeah, introduce yourself, also include your church. No, just introduce yourself. Just for your friend, not for public. Yeah. Of course, in public, the government prohibited you preach in the school or at the workplace, right? In the government, but just private. So how Paul introduced himself? Okay. Before conversion, he was a Jew. He was a Jew. How many of you have a Jewish classmate? Raise your hand. Jewish classmate. Okay. And they are all very smart, right? Okay. There's a God's children, God's chosen people. Indeed, they are very smart. You know. In Argentina, there's a block, the street block. This area before Jewish people come in is going down, the economy going down. You know. So the Jewish people bought a house, okay? Then just make it so dirty and make it not good, okay? And then they bought another house and then make it not good either, okay? So the neighbor was, this area going down, right? So they have to move out, right? Everybody wants to move out because the area is not so good. So the price will going down, going up. If the area is not good, then the price is going down or up. Down, right? So they bought a lot of houses because the price is going down and down and down. Okay? Then they just bought the whole block, whole houses of the block. Right? Then they just remodel, okay? Renovate, remodel, rebuild all the buildings. Oh, nice area. Then the price go up, right? And now, very busy street. Yeah, they make a lot of money. So the business is controlled by the Jewish people. So actually, they are very smart because they are God's special chosen people. And the original name is Saul. Okay, Saul. And some our members, their name is Paul. Paul, they consider their holy name, like a holy name, like Enoch. You know, their pastor Paul, he take a name from the Bible, and Enoch, because of biblical name, like a holy, a sure specialist, and show their character. So they want to follow. They want to follow the character of Enoch or of Paul. But actually, Saul is a Hebrew name, and Paul is a Greek name. Saul is a Hebrew name, and Paul is a Greek name. Okay, so at their time, of course, they did not consider I am so holy. No, just a Greek name. Okay, like we have a Chinese name, and we also have an English name. Right? Okay, then. He was educated under Gamaliel, okay? And he was a good student because the Bible tells us Apostle Paul sit just before his teacher's feet, How many of you listen to class before my feet? Right? No one, right? Even some people are far behind, right? Far away from me. Yeah. Like Aaron, right? Far behind me. Right? But Paul different. He just sit right under Gamaliel's feet. So which means he was a good student, right? And the top student. He was a top student. Right? How many of you is top student? Raise your hand. Top in your class. Top. Now you're so humble, right? You want to raise your hand, it's good. Now, thank God. You sort of learn from Peter. Peter was a humble man, right? Because he has the Holy Spirit, so transformed by the Holy Spirit, then become humble man like you. Okay? Then four people, right? You four guys just sit near my feet, right? So you are top one also. Yeah. Apostle Paul is an educated. Okay? Let's listen to Acts 17.
Let us see how intellectual he was. Acts 17, verse 18. Then certain Epicurean, even I cannot pronounce, so I'm not uneducated there. Epicurean and Stoic philosophers encountered him, and some said, "What does this babbler want to say?" Others said, "He seems to be a proclaimer of foreign gods because he preached to them Jesus and the resurrection." Okay. So from here we can see at that time so many PhD degrees, okay, PhD people, PhD. So Apostle Paul just argued with them, just argue about Jesus Christ. Right? So he can encounter PhD in nowadays terminology. He just debate with theologist. If Jesus asked me to debate with theologist, then I will go into a coma. Yeah, that was my consciousness. Yeah, yeah, fainted. Yeah, tremble. But Apostle Paul debate with them, so you can imagine how he was well versed, right? Well versed in the Bible, okay, in the doctrines. Then continue on 28. For in him we live and move and have our being, also some of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. See? So he quoted the document, he quoted the essay wrote by some PhD degrees, some PhD theologists, philosophers. So he can quote. So which means he read a lot of articles, he read a lot of essays. Okay. When you study in PhD programs, then you have read a lot of books. And also read a lot of articles and read a lot of essays from other people. Then the next one, he was a Roman citizen, like you are American citizen. Right? So he was Roman citizen. And at that time, whoever want to become Roman citizens, they have a couple of channels to get. The first channel is by bone, right? By birth. If your parents are Roman citizens, then of course you are Roman citizens, right? Like Apostle Paul, right? From Roman citizens. And second term, you can bought Roman citizens with money. You can buy it with money. Right? And next one, persecutor. So he tried to destroy the church and put the believers to the prison. Destroy, you can imagine, destroy. This word is a very strong word, right? Strong word, destroy. If someone said they want to destroy your marriage, or somebody want to destroy your relationship with someone, or if you getting older, then you have a date with brothers and sisters to get married, and then someone just destroyed your relationship with your boyfriend or girlfriend. Destroy. So this word is so much destructive word, and also strong word. Destroy. Then he tried to destroy the church and put the believers to the prison, to the jail. So he had a bad intention. But he considered this as a serve the Lord, serve God. Okay, let's turn to John 16.
Verse 1.
John 16, verse 1. John chapter 16, verse 1. These things I have spoken to you that you should not be made to stumble to. They will put you to you out of the synagogues. Yes, the time is coming that whoever hears you will think he offer God service. Right? Whoever persecute you, however, they will think they offer service to God. They serve God. Like Apostle Paul, he persecuted Christians, but he considered I serve my God. That's what he understood. Okay. But he just tried to destroy the church. At the time, he didn't understand. Okay. So sometimes we didn't know what we are doing. Okay. Then next one, threaten and murder against believers. Did you encounter any bully in your school? At your school? Bully. Just threaten you. You follow me, join our group. Otherwise, I will beat you. Buy the cocaine from me. If you're not, I will beat you. Right? George. Cocaine. Marijuana. Join us. Steal. I assign you to steal from someone. If you won't follow, they will beat you. Threaten. Have you ever been threatened by someone? Raise your hand. Okay, what happened, Alan? I cannot hear. From school or from? Oh, okay. Okay, Edwin. How did somebody threaten you? Okay, so from big guy. So that's why we have to pray to God, right? Before we leave our home, right? Before we leave our house, we pray to God. And when we come back home, we thank God. Oh, thank God. Yeah, to say, God protected me. Yeah. Indeed, sometimes somebody will threaten us. And Apostle Paul threatened believers and murder against believers. Like terrorists threaten America. Right? If they say, oh, next year, in certain days, we will attack New York, then the government will numbers, right, will be numbers, and the people will be numbers. Right? If they say, next year during the July 31st, around July 43rd, we will drop a bomb in Boeing Park, right? Boeing Park, and we target Boeing Park TDC. We will bomb Boeing Park TDC. Right? Then we'll be nervous, right? So Apostle Paul threatened to the believers. And compare believers to blaspheme and enraged against them. So they compare believers to deny their beliefs, to deny their religion, to deny their God, to deny their Jesus, their Lord. Okay. So actually, he was a terrorist, okay, just like a terrorist, threatened, murdered, you know. And he was a Pharisee, okay, Pharisees. In their society, people were so proud to be Pharisees because they present your status. Okay. Like a country club. Do you have a country club? Club card, membership card, raise your hand. Country club. No, country club. If you have it, right, then show your status, which means status. So at that time, if anyone show their membership card of Pharisees, then which means they are higher class, right? Because first one, they understand not Greek, right? And understand the Torah, understand the regulations, right? And also they have to follow follow the Moses' law, okay, Moses' law, okay, so show their status in their society. Of course, today, if anybody say, I'm a Pharisee, they say, who are you? But at that time, if people say, I'm a Pharisee, then you should stand up and salute them, I salute, sir, yes, sir, because I show their status. Then a head of a sinner, okay, in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15, okay, so he considered he was a head of a sinner. Then we can see how God called him. Okay, let's turn to Acts chapter 19. Verse 3. And he said to them, chapter 9. Change, yeah. Chapter 9, not 19, okay, instead 19. Acts chapter 9, verse 3. As he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly a light shone around him from heaven. And verse 4, he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Okay. So verse 3 says, suddenly a light shone upon him, and this light is great light. Okay, great. It's so bright, can make you blind. And for this, he was so proud of being Pharisees and was so proud to put Christians in jail and threaten Christians and beat them and put them to death. But right now, what happened to him? A light shone upon him. The light shone upon him. So make him stumble and make him fall to the ground. Like Moses, when he was 40 years old, and he considered he was great, he was somebody, so he wanted to use his own influential power to rescue his people, to use his ability, to use his wisdom to rescue his people. But it turned out, God said no, and he could not do anything. Okay, just he beat Egyptian man to death, and Pharaoh tried to kill him, tried to seek his life. Then he just escaped to the wilderness. Then from then on, he considered he was nothing. He was nothing. He was nobody. So if somebody was so proud, God has a way. God has a way to pull them down. So just be humble. If we are proud, and then God has somewhere to bring us down, okay. But he just fell to the ground, and the voice from heaven. So how to hear the voice from the Holy Spirit? Because not everybody heard the voice. Somebody's, you can see the picture. See this picture. Two people behind him, and those two people also saw the light. They saw the light, so they also fell to the ground, but they did not hear the voice, because the voice only from Paul, only for Paul. Like the voice only for you, the voice only for you. Sometimes God will say something to you, and the Holy Spirit will say something to you to guide you, to encourage you, to comfort you. You know, 1 year, the SARS, just burst out in Taiwan, And then so many people feel so nervous, so frightened, especially for young kids, for young children. It's so susceptible for them because it's easy to be contact with the disease. So many parents just worry about their young children. And one sister just prayed to God, said, God, okay, please protect my children, my child. And during the prayer, God just comforted him, comforted her, saying, I will take care of your children. God said, I will take care of your children. So the Holy Spirit will comfort us in a time of trouble, in a time of danger. The Holy Spirit will comfort us. Okay. Then Apostle Paul have two questions for the Lord. And those two questions are very important. Okay, let's turn to Acts chapter 22. Verse 8. So I answered, Who are you, Lord? And he said to me, I am Jesus of the Nazareth, whom you are persecuted. Okay. So when Paul said, Who are you, Lord? Because he heard a voice. Then he said, Who are you? Then Jesus answered, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting. Okay. So the first questions from Apostle Paul say, Who are you? So we have to understand our Lord, who he is. When we preach the gospel, of course, we have to say about Jesus. And how to say about Jesus? We have to know him. Like if you want to introduce your friend, or when you get older, and some marriage coordinators want to introduce some sisters or some brothers to you, then of course, he has to know, or she has to know brother or sisters in order to introduce to you. So when Paul wants to introduce Jesus to everybody, and before this, he should know who Jesus is. Okay, so he said, Who are you? Right. So we have to know who Jesus is. Jesus is who he is. Who is he? Who is Jesus? Do you truly understand? Do you truly know Jesus? Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. So in the knowledge of him, which means truly know God, truly know Jesus. Okay. And in order to truly know Jesus, then we need the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation. Okay. Otherwise it's very difficult to know Jesus. So who Jesus was? Who is he? Okay. Let me ask you who Jesus is. Brad. Who Jesus is? Jesus. You know Jesus, right? Our Savior. Okay. So how do you elaborate? Jesus is your Savior. Die on the cross for us. and how this is good for you, right? Can it help you to find a job? Huh? Jesus died on the cross, can help you to find a job. Jesus died on the cross, can help you to find a job. Pamela. Jesus died on the cross for you, right? Do not truly understand who Jesus is. Okay, let's turn to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Chapter 6. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. We do it all together. 1, 2, 3, go. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. So his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Wonderful Counselor, and the second is Mighty God, then the third, Everlasting Father, then a Prince of Peace. Okay, so who Jesus is? He is the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, and Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Okay, then how to elaborate this one? Wonderful Counselor. Counselor, which means help you. They will think about a way, right, to help you solve the problem. Like if you have a legal problem, then you go to lawyer, right? If you have a medical problem, then you go to doctor, right? Because the doctor will help way to cure your disease. And lawyer can help you to solve the legal problem. Right? And Jesus is the wonderful counselor to help us solve the problem. Like Peter, you know, they want to fish, just catch the net to catch a fish. But the whole night, in Luke chapter 5, right? Whole night, they cannot catch a fish. Whole night, they could not catch fish. They are specialists. They are fishermen for whole life. And yet, they could not catch any fish, even one, you know, whole night. And Jesus was a carpenter, right? Jesus was a carpenter. Then Jesus said, simple, easy, just go further, just go further. And nowadays, we use sonar, we use a sonar, right? We use a sonar to detect where is the fish, right? To use radar or use a sonar to spot where is the fish. But at that time, Jesus has not any electric equipment. No, nothing. And Jesus said, just go further, then you can find a lot of fish. So Jesus is a wonderful counselor. Okay. Now there is a sister who came from Taiwan, and after she moved to United States, She went to school to study nursing because she thought this is easy way for him to find a job, right? So she wanted to be assistant nurse. So she went to school to study for 6 months. Then after that, she graduated, and she had to looking for a job. But her English is not so well, right? Her English is not so good. So she just be a nervous, you know? So trembling to find a job. And one day, she received a call from hospital, and he said, you can come here for interview. And then she just prayed, oh God, I'm so nervous. My English is not good. How can I go there to have an interview, to talk to the manager, to talk to the people? It's so hard for me because my English is not good. I cannot talk. And she just prayed. But in order to get a job, she has to go there, to go to the hospital for interview. So she went, then sat down, you know, and the manager, the interviewer, and also sat down, right, and then they greet each other. Then the interviewer, the manager, just write the questions on the paper, just write the questions on the paper, then give our sister, right? Then our sister just read, and also give the answer on the paper. Just write again, okay. Then give the manager again, and the manager just read, okay. And then write another questions for our sister. And our sister, again, just read questions and write on the paper, and then give the manager again. And then manager read, okay, then write the next questions for sister. And then sister read again, back and forth 3 times. And our sister just wonder, hey, is she a dumb? You know, dumb, it cannot speak, or like a milk, or cannot speak, or what? Yeah. And after the third time, the manager talked to our sister, okay, you can go home and then wait for 3 days, we will call you. Hey, he can speak, not milk, right? Not a dumb, he can speak. Okay, then I was on the way home, our sister worried about, right? Because she thought, maybe the manager is not interested in me. You know, that's why I put on the paper, okay? Not sure sincerity. Right? After 3 days, our sister just got a phone call saying, you can come here to work. Okay? Our Lord is wonderful counselor. Right? He used a special way to help Diddy's sister to get a job. Let me ask you, if you were Jesus, how could you help Diddy's sister? Where else? If you were Jesus, you want to help Diddy's sisters, right? You want to help Diddy's sisters to get a job. How can you help her? It's our human way, right? But God has special way. So if you encounter any difficulties or when the time we feel so nervous, right, we cannot overcome it, we have no confidence to do it, then we just pray to God. And then God will prepare a way for us. See, when Israelites want to go into, they just went out of Egypt. Suddenly, the Egyptian soldiers, the Egyptian armies, just chase after them. Okay? Then they just nervous because before them is Red Sea, and behind them is the Egyptian army. Then left side, all surrounded by Egyptian armies. Then they have no way to go, no exit out, right? No exit out, no way out. What should we do? If you are God, how can help them? It's so difficult for us to figure out a way to help them. But God just make that make Red Sea become dry land, so Israel people can walk through the dry land, then to the other side. Okay, so this is wonderful. Right? So we have to know who Jesus is. The next one, the verse 6. Next one say, mighty God, mighty God. Nowadays, there are so many counselors in this society. Right? In this society, if you open the telephone book, lawyer, right? Oh, doctors, so many, right? And then if you want to get rich, then you find some advisor, right? Financial advisor. Right? If you want to get solve your problem, you find a specific counselor, right? Advisor. So many. They can give a good idea. They can give a good idea. They want to charge you per hour, like a lawyer per hour, they might charge you $300, right? $300 cheaper. $300 per hour. But it works all the time. Their advice works all the time. Many years ago, before stock market is still booming, still good, still very high, and then some advisor, financial advisor, call me. They can find a way to help me to make good money, you know. Put your money in CD, put your money in stock, put your money in mutual fund. Okay, we will guarantee you will make certain money. Okay, then the return rate is 20%. So if you put $100, okay, then after a couple of years, then will become $200. It's good, right? It's good. So if you put the money there, then after a couple of years, the stock market drop. Then you call them again. They say, I'm sorry, Mr. Gao is not here anymore, not work anymore. Where did he go? I don't know. Walk away. They are very smart, right? But their advice not to work all the time. But Jesus, when he gives you some idea, it will work all the time because He is mighty God. He is mighty God. Right? Idea. I have idea. I have my own idea, right? Idea. You have your idea. Right? But is it work? Of course not. Right? Like if you have to go back your home right now, right? Now, go back. I give you some idea. Buy a ticket, right? Oh, buy a ticket. It's so expensive, right? Very expensive. Before, you just pay $100 $100 penalty, you can change the flight, right? But now, much expensive, more expensive. Maybe you have to pay $400 to change your itinerary. So my idea maybe didn't work. Or I say just by train, you know, like Amtrak or by car. My idea may not work, but God is Almighty God, right? It works all the times. So just the Lord we believe. This is the Lord we trust. And also, Everlasting Father. Okay. And then 1 year, because I have a problem, so I have to look for a lawyer help. And the lawyer just charged me $75 an hour. It's very cheap, right? $75 an hour. So usually he wrote a letter for me and only take a half hour. So he charged $45 and $45. It's very cheap, right? Lawyer only charged me $45. So cheap. So every time when I have a problem, then I went to him, and then he charged me so cheap. Okay? It's good, right? And work. Like here say, mighty, right? But one time, I went there again, the office is closed already. The office is closed. No more. Hey, no more. I need him, and then no more. Our parents love us, right? Our parents love us. We need them, and they can protect us. They provide everything for us, of course. But one day, our parents will depart from us. Our parents will depart from us.
But our Jesus Christ is forever, everlasting Father. Today, tomorrow, you know, even when we get 70 years old, He is still there waiting for us. Any moment, we say 24-7, right? 24-7, every hour, every moment, get ready to help us, to help us. Then, Prince of Peace, Prince of Peace. One time, my wife brought my daughter to see a doctor because my daughter has high fever, like one or some degrees, very high fever, and went to see a doctor. And the doctor just rebuked my wife. "You are not a good mother, huh? How come 105, 104, then you bring your children here? You know, she was like 100 degrees, and then you brought your daughter here to see me." So rebuke my wife, rebuke. Maybe he is a mighty doctor, right? He is a good doctor, but he rebuked us. And Jesus Christ never rebuked us. Even the thing is going worse and worse and worse. The thing is just going to worse and worse. But Jesus still wants to help us, still gentle, you know, still gentle, still smiling at us, waiting for us. Let's turn to Luke. Luke. Chapter 15. Verse 3. 15 and 3. Luke chapter 15 and verse 3. He spoke this parable to them, saying, "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until be found it? 5. And when he was found it, he laid it on his shoulders, rejoicing." See, the one just wandering, the one just departed from the fold. But he went out to see him. And when he found him, he just put him on his shoulder. So from here we can see God, our Jesus did not rebuke, did not chastise, did not give him, how do you say this? Spit on his face, right? Didn't. Just put him on his shoulder. This is our Lord. This is our Lord. So any situation, just go to the Lord. Okay? Any situation, whatever we made a mistake, just go to the Lord. Then He likes to help us without rebuke. Without rebuke. Okay? So He loves us. This is the Lord. This is the Lord we serve. Okay? So who is the Lord? There are four characters. The first one is Wonderful Counselor. The second one is Almighty God. The third one is Everlasting Father. The last one is Prince of Peace. Okay. Recite. Okay. The first one. The second one. Third one. First one. Okay, somebody close your eyes and then like take a relax. Again, okay. Louder, okay. The first one. The second. No, okay. No. Brother side, okay, brother. Okay. We compete, okay, brother and sister. The first one. So remember, keeping our mind, okay, this is the Lord we serve, okay, praying silence.